Greetings again, pilgrims. Walking through January 2021 together, this is your New Year launching pad. It's a daily devotional that we send out. That's right, daily. And we hope it helps you in your day, in your spiritual life, in your search for God, and in your faith life. We're using a book for this series called Balaam's Donkey by the monk Michael Casey. Back when Michael Casey was a priest, he would do many homilies. He was a priest for many years, and he'd make notes for his homilies on index cards. And just recently, he found the box of all those index cards, and he decided to put out his own daily devotion, using each homily he gave as a daily devotion, a summary of that homily as a daily devotion. So that's what we're using. And so far we've used two, and I'm finding it very interesting. I hope you are too. Today we have a special devotion for you, but I want to make sure we're warmed up. In case you can't hear them in the background, this is the Voices of Tranquility Gregorian chant. So the monks are ready for this one. The tea today, vanilla chai. Ooh, boy, that's wild stuff. I'm about ready to just dive out this window in front of me and fly right over to the sanctuary and pray to God at the communion table. That's some good tea. Woo! And of course, it's our cinnamon cider candle. We're getting a little low on that. The wick's getting a little short. Not sure how many days we have with the cinnamon cider, so let's enjoy every one of them. Amen. Every one that we have. Well, let's get to today's devotion. It's called Obstacles. I want to give you a little context for this. You've heard me talk about the agape love of Jesus Christ, the three characteristics of the love of God. Remember them? I talked about them even this past Sunday. One, God's love is unconditional. Two, God's love is all-forgiving. And three, God's love is never-ending, not even after death. Now, Jesus says that's how we need to love. And I say, I can't do that. I can try, but I don't think alone I can ever do that. And that's why Jesus left us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is our teacher and our guide to help us do things that alone we could never do. But with God, what's that saying again? With God, yeah, I heard you. Anything is possible. So that's kind of what this devotion is about. Michael Casey talks about this. He calls it this universal love. And he references at the very beginning Pope Benedict, who of course is no longer the Pope, but still alive. Kind of an unusual situation in modern times, but God bless Pope Benedict. So let's begin. Pope Benedict has recently got into hot water with some commentators because of his apparent assertion of the distinctly Christian character of universal love. This is a love that goes beyond family, tribe, or nation, and reaches out to embrace all as neighbors. A love that accepts no limits, but is always pushing against its boundaries. A proactive and forgiving love that includes enemies and renounces all violence, all aggression, and all revenge. Such an ideal is precisely that, an ideal. This means that we all fall short of it, sometimes seriously, sometimes for long periods, sometimes destructively. That, however, is no excuse for not trying to make such universal love a little more than rhetoric. Each of us is confronted with serious existential questions. Whenever you hear that word existential, by the way, it's used an awful lot. The easiest way for me to encapsulate that, and I've been around it a lot, existentialism, existential writers, existential questions. I just think of existence. These are questions and issues that go to the very existence of ourselves as human beings, the very existence of the world and of human beings in it. So I'll repeat that line. Each of us is confronted with serious existential questions. He gives us some of those. How can I come a little closer to the ideal of universal love? How can I increase the power of love to shape me in my everyday activities and so to form my character? The simple answer to both questions is this: by tackling love's most manifest obstacles. That's how. By tackling love's most manifest obstacles. But what, kind sir, you may say, are these obstacles? Let me offer a first round of targets for our reforming zeal. One, ambition, an obstacle to universal love. Two, competitiveness, an obstacle to be able to love like God. Three, envy, another obstacle. And four, jealousy, an obstacle to God's universal love. You may be familiar with some of these. Amen? Ambition, competitiveness, envy, jealousy. Yeah, you might be familiar with some of these. Such vices control my choices. See, such vices control my choices so that my first priority is getting ahead of others or keeping them down or denying them access to goods, services, territory, honor, power, and ultimately happiness. By depriving them of these benefits, I think to make these advantages more available to myself, or at least not to feel bad about my own deficits. My mantra is, their gain is my loss. Their gain is my loss, and I act as if that outcome must be avoided at all cost. If this is not completely successful, I need to call up my reserves to defend against these perceived rivals. I need to call up my reserves. These are things like gossip, rumor, lies, detraction, defamation, and so on. They may or may not influence the attitudes of others, but they certainly dominate my own. Progressively, these perceived competitors are excluded from my sympathy and become the targets of opportunity for my anger and my aggression, my violence, and my cruelty. You know, I think of that word violence. This is Pastor Bob now. And I instantly think of like harmful physical violence on somebody. The monk Thomas Merton changed my view of that when he wrote about even the way we talk to each other or talk about each other does violence to both them and us. It's another way of violence. Think of violence in a broad way. All right, back to Michael Casey. Finishing up here. In a last-ditch attempt at self-preservation, I am prepared to sacrifice others and to feel no shame. It's so true. In a last-ditch attempt at self-preservation, elevating myself, exalting myself, feeding my self-esteem, my ego, and my arrogance. I am prepared to sacrifice others and feel no shame. And of course, Jesus calls us to do just the opposite, to be selfless servants, to sacrifice ourselves instead of others. All right, to finish, it is easy to know the advantages of growing in universal love, but it is a challenging task to attempt. So where do we start? Let's start by getting rid of the obstacles. Even that is a formidable undertaking. The only way we approach this ideal is by staying close to Christ and being formed by Him to love as He loved. That's Michael Casey's closing statement, and that goes back to my principle that we cannot do this alone. I am not capable of just extinguishing my obstacles. You know, those obstacles of envy and aggression, those obstacles of it come in my everyday activities, competitiveness, ambition, jealousy, envy. Casey says the only way we approach this ideal is by staying close to Christ. See, the Holy Spirit, which will help us be formed by Christ. It's the only way, so that in the end we can love as He loved. Amen. All right, pilgrims, don't forget, there's no Zoom discussion group this week. We will start next Wednesday, and we'll have a whole chunk of stuff to talk about, won't we? That's 7 o'clock next Wednesday. Now, tomorrow night, there is a worship team Zoom discussion group. If you'd like to join us and you're not on the regular invitation list, then just let me know, and I'll add you. I'll send out that link tomorrow. So if you'll let me know today, that would be helpful. And just to let you know, I don't know if you saw this week's worship service or not. I personally greatly enjoyed it and felt a spiritual response from those who were there with us, the few. I encourage you to look at the vision article that came out today, sent out by Beth Jones. The lead article is about worship, and it really helped change my view of what is the point of worship, what's the purpose of worship. And I knew this all along as a deep feeling, but wasn't able to articulate it in this little article I found in an old used book that came out in 1994. This little article by Reverend Samuel Todd surely helped clarify for me why we worship and what it's about. Amen. So, that concludes our devotion today. Let us close with a prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, You have commanded us to love as You love, with our whole heart and with all our strength. Show us the many ways in which we can grow in love, and give us the energy to reach out to others, even when times are difficult for ourselves. For You are our Lord and our King forever and ever. Amen.